And next up on the teleconference is Wisconsin cornerback Sojourn Shelton. Shelton is a team-high 12 pass breakups this season, including 4 interceptions, and he's also collected 27 tackles this year. Sojourn, thanks for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments on Saturday's game, then we'll open the call for media questions.
It's truly exciting to be back in Indy. This is the team's goal that we set in the beginning of the season. That was the goal to get back in. You know, it's truly a blessing to have known that we put in the work and that all the hard work paid off to get back to the game on December 3rd.
Thanks, Sojourn. Now let's take some questions from the media.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. And our first question comes from Joe Giuliano with Philadelphia Inquirer.
Hi, Sojourn. I wanted to ask you if you'd had a chance to see much film of the Penn State offense, and if so, what are your thoughts on their quarterback, Trace McSorley, and their ability to hit the big plays?
The quarterback, he's a really good quarterback. He's really efficient. He's accurate with the ball, and he presents a threat running the ball. The little bit that I have watched so far, the running back is really, really good, but they do a good job of, implementing both the zone read with the quarterback and running back. And, with them both being a threat, we're going to have to, stay, sound and solid on our keys and, try to find a way to stop those two guys.
Now, what has been the key to you guys have 21 interceptions this year. What has been the key to your play in the secondary this year?
Confidence. We truly believe as a group that we knew that we could be special, and just overall just playing together. I think the chemistry is there. If you watch us as a group, we all believe in each other, and we all communicate. That's really big in our defense, and it's just been fun to play alongside of Musso, Dakota, DC, Luber, and Trail. I mean, guys are truly making plays on the ball, and it's pretty good to see.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Sojourn, I know it's the other side of the ball, but in terms of your quarterbacks, what do you think those guys bring to Wisconsin's offense, and what are their personalities like?
They both bring, their own style of flavor. I mean, Hornibrook is more of a, to himself guy, soft-spoken, but, he's a really good passer. He runs the offense well, and Bart's more outgoing. But I think the best thing is Coach Chris gets both of those guys ready just throughout the week, and whenever their number's called, they're ready to go. Sometimes we may need the other to give us a spark, and I think that's the best thing overall. They both do that.
And is there an overall message with the team that every position there could be multiple guys playing, like an all hands on deck mentality?
Can you say that again? I'm sorry.
Is there a sense in the team that there's an all-hands-on-deck mentality that even if you're a quarterback or an offensive lineman, there could be a backup who subs in and plays for you at various times?
Yeah, and that's something Coach Chris talks about. Even if you're on the field, if you're on the sideline, everybody, has to be all in. Cheering loud and proud for the guys on the field. And, I think that's something that we pride ourselves on. Everybody, just being able to bring energy and be all in. Because, without all that, we understand that it kind of puts us on a ball.
Thanks.
Our next question comes from the line of John McGonigal with Center Daily Times.
Hey, so, Jenna, just wondering, considering how strong the conference has been this year, do you believe that the Big Ten deserves 2 teams in the playoff, obviously with one at large and then whoever wins this game on Saturday?
I think overall I just try to focus on, our team, to be honest with you. I mean, I've said before, we can't control what, a committee or, whatever, for that decision to be made, whatever they think. The only thing we can do is go out and just try to focus on the week of the game and just try to play our best football and put ourselves in a position to be talked about. And I think overall that's what we've done a good job of that. And, that's the goal, to keep doing it, keep playing good football, keep winning games. And, when that time comes, if we're selected, that would be cool.
Our Your next question comes from the line of Travis Johnson with Associated Press.
Hi, Sojourn. I'm curious if you have, heading into this game, if you have to be extra mindful of the fact that Penn State's quarterback is so willing to throw the ball into coverage to give his receivers shots at them. And how do you specifically maybe prepare for defending receivers who are adept at going up and getting those 50-50 balls?
Yeah, the quarterback gives their guys a chance, and you know, I could see why. You know, when you turn on the film, you see guys making plays on the ball, going up and get it. I think overall, just as a player, you just got to be willing to compete. I think that's where, you know, that comes in a factor. You know, I can say that about our secondary. You know, no matter who we play, you know, we're going to compete for the ball. And, you know, I think we've so far put ourselves in a good position as far as attacking the ball and causing turnovers. And that's something that we're going to have to try to carry over to Saturday.
Our next question comes from the line of Jeff Petrakis with the Journal Sentinel.
Yes, Sojourn, I'm just curious, when Paul Chryst took over the program, you know, before last season, what was the first thing he did to try to get guys on board? Because I'm sure not everybody knew him from his first stint here.
Well, I think overall we had guys that were on this team when he was here before he left. And, you know, everybody kind of just, you know, gravitated towards that group. You know, I remember talking to, you know, one of my former teammates, Austin Traylor, and, you know, he told me, you know, everything was going to be okay. Coach Chryst was a player's coach, and he was someone that was just fun to be around. I think, but as far as Coach Chryst, he had individual meetings with players and, you know, kind of described, you know, the role that, you know, he pictured us, you know, being in. And overall, I think everybody just pretty much got on board. You know, he's a coach that, you know, he's fun to be around. Like I said, he's a player coach. He truly cares about your well-being on and off the field. And I think it's easy for everybody to jump on board when you got a coach like that.
Thank you.
And as a reminder, to ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone.
Sojourn, thanks again for joining us. We look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis.
Oh, thank you. You have a good one.
You too.